You're listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show on demand. Wake up weekdays with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge on Maine's number one for new country.
Hold on, is this thing on? Check. Check. Q106.5. Yep. David and Cindy.
David. Hi. Yeah. I'm here. Jordan has been over here using this headphone jack.
Right, yeah.
And he has young hearing. So I'm like, why can't I hear better? Oh, because Jordan turned it way down because he hears better than I do.
I'm right. Huh? Yeah. I'm right. Huh? First and foremost, I got to say to Miss Cindy, I got to say because I haven't been here in
a week.
It's been
a little
longer
over,
than
a little
it's
over
been
a
like I got to ask. I got to say. Well, I know.
Well,
I have
you
to say
know.
It. You made it like say you struggled a little.
I struggled.
Okay,
trust me, I struggled.
It was miserable.
Right now, our listeners are saying, "Oh, good, the funny one is back."
That's not true. That's not. They're like, "Oh, the
because she's okay to listen to, but not as funny."
There's nothing sadder though when you're like, I was gone for like a week, and you're like. Oh, yeah, we were great. We were fine. It was fine.
No problems at all.
No, everything was perfect. We had a party.
You were here? Really? Okay.
Well, it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back.
Things have changed a little bit while I was away.
Oh?
It's gotten darker outside.
Yes.
It's gotten colder outside.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely fall here. And the time to Halloween has gotten shorter. It's 17 days until Halloween. Looking forward to that. What I miss? What do I need to know? Do I remember how to do things around here?
So far, you're doing great. I know that feeling though when you're gone for. I had this was years ago, but I had surgery and I was out for 6 weeks.
Oh wow!
And I came back in and it was like, how do I do any of this? Oh, but, you know, you pick it up pretty quick.
Well, I do ask you again. I'll never do it again.
You're forgiven, my son. Don't do it again.
I never will.
Don't do it again.
I never will until I do it again.
Okay.
That won't happen, though.
Hmm.
We're going to launch right into a topic.
Okay.
Because you brought up something, three things to know. See, I can't even remember what things are called.
Three things to know before you go.
Oh, thank God for you. Did I mention I'm real?
Yeah, okay, all right, I got it.
Never again will I need you.
Yes, you will.
There's a, the hoax going on with the Coast Guard, which is just absolutely absurd. Absolutely asinine. I can't believe this actually happens.
It happens every once in a while.
I know. This is like the second time in the 5 months that I've been here where it has occurred. And I'm just shaking my head. Like, how do you do that? Like, what kind of moron? They need to be utilized to save people.
Right.
What are you doing?
Right. And the thing is, if they're out looking for a non-existent boat, then they might be missing on or taking resources away from an actual sinking boat.
Right.
So.
Which, I've only been here 5 months. Last time I looked out in the Gulf of Maine, there's a couple boats.
There's a couple boats off the coast of Maine, yeah.
Yeah.
One or two.
There's a couple.
Yeah.
There's a couple, and occasionally they're going to need some trouble.
Right.
Well, we're going to take that moron, whoever's doing it, and turn that into a topic.
Okay.
We're going to do that coming up.
Cool.
Right here on David and Cindy. Oh, it does feel really good to be back.
I'm glad you're back.
Me too. David and Cindy, thank you so much for listening and happy Monday. 0.50. It is good to be back with Miss Cindy after being off for over a week.
Yeah.
I abandoned you.
You did. You left me here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
It'll never happen again. By the way.
Yeah.
I come back on a day where, is anybody working today?
The sports guys are here. But that's it. I mean, everybody else is off except the sports guys.
Right.
And we're not even going to get a visit today from Daddy Dustin because he's moose hunting.
Oh, this is the big weekend for him.
Big week, yeah.
To go murder his moose.
That's right.
All right. You better share that meat. Well, you better get one first.
I just want pictures, you know. I mean, the meat would be nice, too.
Hey, speak for yourself.
Yeah, I know. I love the meat. I know.
Take the pictures. Yeah. I want the meat. All right. I mean, is anybody working outside of our building? Schools are off today.
Schools are off. Banks are closed, I believe.
Okay. If you're actually working today, give us a call. I don't even remember.
We would like to feel like we're not alone here.
9919. If you're not, no, better yet, if you're not working, give us a call. 9919. We're not even listening. How would you know? We mentioned that hoax story that I just find so moronic and selfish because it's not funny. It's horrible, actually, that's going on with the Coast Guard.
Right.
And you're telling me that these happen a couple times a year?
They do happen from time to time.
So we're going to piggyback on that. And hopefully they catch whoever this guy or girl, and quickly, because that needs to stop. They don't want to take that. They don't want to take the Coast Guard services away from those who actually need to utilize them.
Right. And you don't want to ignore any hoax call saying, that's that same person. It's a hoax. Because it might not be. It might be an actual person in distress.
Right.
So then you send out, they send out, not you, they send out.
No, I do it.
Do you?
Yeah. It's me.
They send out, you know, rescue crews for no reason.
Right.
So, yeah.
And you don't want to, you like with the Coast Guard, it's never a cry wolf situation. It's an always respond.
Right.
No matter what.
Right.
And so with that being said, we're going to piggyback on that.
Okay.
What is the worst prank that has ever happened to you? What is the worst hoax? That's a good time. It's timely, too, because trick-or-treat is coming up.
That's
right. People like to do those silly tricks. Those aren't funny either. What's the worst prank that has ever happened to you? Because I have one. It was not funny.
Really?
Everybody else thought it was, but I didn't.
Is that coming up?
Yeah, okay. It is.
Cool.
Do you have one at all?
I really don't.
Oh, it's time to pull a prank on this, Cindy. We'll do that soon.
I have to think about that. I probably do. I just can't come up with it.
I mean, I pulled a prank this past week where I called off and wasn't here. And I said it already. I really am.
I'm sorry.
Apology accepted. Are we done?
If you had a bad prank done against you, 207-991-9500. Would love to hear from you. We also have the Q106.5 app.
Yes, you can leave a message or leave a voicemail. Or you're the one that was out. Why am I spacing? All right, I overslept this morning. So.
That's fine. We're going to get our coffee. And the phone lines are ringing. We're going to take those calls. Coming up here on David and Cindy, Q106.5. Oh, I do want to talk about my friends, though, at Heating Lodge. Because we are deep, deep in the fall now. And it's time to bring that heat from the Heating Lodge. Don't be left in the cold or leave your family or employees in the cold. The Heating Lodge is your place to beautifully heat your home, commercial or industrial space. Just go to heatinglodge.com right now. Take a peek at all their wood, pellet, and gas stoves. So many designs to choose from to upgrade your home, like with Vermont Castings, Harman, and Quadrifier stoves. Come on. Also have the Samsung heat pumps there. Energy sufficient, and which means lowers that pesky utility bill. HeatingLodge.com, or check out either two of their locations in Bangor on Griffin and Union and their new location, Moosehead Trail in Newport. And again, you can see all they have to offer and place your order at HeatingLodge.com. They aren't, because we've been having power outages over the weekend. David and Cindy, Q106.5.
Yeah.
Did you lose power?
I didn't. Did you?
I didn't, but I heard all the stories. I'm like, wait, that's a real thing?
Yeah, I was really kind of amazed, because where we are, there's lots of trees everywhere, but we tend to lose power when people are losing power, and we didn't lose any trees either. So
Big tree
went down on Center Drive in Orrington and shut that road down for a while.
Oh, wow.
Over the weekend, yeah.
I saw a big tree that was down off of, can't think of the road now. Not Wilson, the other one.
State Street?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Big tree that went down. And I was wondering if people lost power.
More than likely.
Currently in Penobscot County, there's 1,593 people without power.
Right.
Okay. You want another county? Because I got a handy-dandy app. I just can't pronounce the county name. The one that I refuse to pronounce because...
Piscataquis?
Yeah, I love that. You know that. 226 people. Okay, that's good. Not too many. Let's go with Somerset County.
Okay.
660 people currently without power there.
Wow.
And back to Penobscot, it sounds like our friends at ABC, they've lost power this morning.
Yeah, Fox Bangor has, apparently they lost power about 20 minutes ago. Our friend Craig Colson, who used to work here and now is an anchor over there, said that he was in the middle of doing a story about power outages when the power went out.
Oh,
that's,
wow.
That's karma, man.
No kidding, right?
Talk about it. Lights go out.
I see some rain. The storm's, you know, going through right now. Let's go ahead and check that weather with WABI TV5's Todd Simcox. Hopefully they still have power over there, right?
I hope so.
Periods of rain as we head through our Monday. It'll be breezy and cool, too. Temperatures today only in the 40s and near 50 for most of us. Maybe some low to mid-50s right along the coastline. And northeasterly winds today will make things feel even cooler as they could gust to 25 to 30 miles an hour at times. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Any rain that we see will be ending early. Overnight lows dropping back into the 30s. And then partly to mostly cloudy as we head into our Tuesday. Maybe a rain or snow shower for northern and western parts of the state. But otherwise, most of us will see a drier day. Temperatures on Tuesday in the mid-40s to lower 50s. Partly to mostly cloudy Wednesday. Could see a rain or snow shower across northern and western parts of the state. Temperatures on the cool side. Highs Wednesday in the 40s near 50. Looks better on Thursday as high pressure builds in. Plenty of sunshine. It will be a little bit warmer. Highs on Thursday in the upper 40s to mid-50s. For Q106.5, I'm WABI TV5 and the CW meteorologist, Todd Simcox.
43 degrees now at Q106.5. Thank you for that, David. He held up a piece of paper with the temperature on it because my eyes are kind of still spinning around a little bit this morning. I overslept. So.
And also, you had to work alone last week without me.
I did, which may be why I overslept this morning. I don't want to go to work. I'm so cozy.
I'm sorry. I told you. I called in for like a whole week. And
I'm sorry.
Wow, your voice went up.
Does that sometimes. Hey, we were talking about pranks. We're 17 days away from Halloween.
Right.
Got to watch out for those tricksters.
That's right.
Right? And then we have that hoax going on with the Coast Guard, which hopefully they catch that moron.
Yeah, nothing funny about that one.
Nothing funny about the prank that happened to me?
What happened to you? I want to hear.
You know those M80 rockets? The M80, like they're fireworks.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just sitting in the passenger seat of a car while my friend is driving along. And a friend in the back seat decides to light one of those.
Yeah.
And puts it in between my legs.
Oh.
Yeah. You can't really go anywhere when the car is moving, at least not fast enough, because that driver has to slam on the brakes and I have to unbuckle my seatbelt because I wear my seatbelt for safety. And then I have to dive out of the car. Didn't really do that in time. I didn't have hearing for like a week and terrified that I might be missing. We'll go with the toe.
But you're not.
We'll go with the toe. I'm not.
Okay.
But
you could have been.
That is a dangerous and horrible prank.
Yes.
Now, you were telling me that you haven't been pranked.
I got pranked once in Nashville. It was a kind of a prank of opportunity. I was sitting in the front row of a magic show, one of those up close magic shows.
Okay.
So of course I got picked on to be the guy's assistant and he's trying to get my watch off my wrist. And I said, I knew what he was going to do. So I'm like, I'm not going to get distracted. I'm not going to let that happen until someone says, hey, is that my old friend Cindy from behind me? And it was Billy Ray Cyrus.
No kidding.
Yeah. And so because I had been like scooched down so people behind me could see, I'm on my knees with this guy trying the sleight of hand and trying to distract me or whatever. And Billy Ray comes over and gets on his knees next to me. And that's my old friend, Cindy. I ain't seen you in a long time. And I never seen you on your knees like that before. And I'm like, By this time, my watch is gone.
Right.
Because I'm trying to figure out how Billy Ray Cyrus knows my name. And Billy Ray Cyrus is on the floor next to me, literally shoulder to shoulder, saying, oh, I got to watch this guy. He's really good. And so, yeah, the guy got my watch off my wrist and the prank was over, or the trick was over. And I'm still trying to figure this out. And then I see my boss standing at the back of this group of people laughing. Billy Ray had walked up to see what was going on because it was during country radio seminar when they're singers just kind of wandering around. And he said, that's my coworker, Cindy. Go call her by name and freak her out.
So that's how Billy Ray knew your name.
Yeah.
He probably already knew your boss.
No.
Everybody knows Cindy Campbell.
And when the trick was over, he like hugged me and walked away.
Oh my gosh. What a fun story.
Yeah.
Oh, that is great. Not a good enough prank.
I
don't want to do a mean prank to you, but I'm writing, hold on, prank Cindy.
Oh, good.
Campbell.
I'm looking forward to that.
Before Halloween. Mm. So, you know, just watch your back for the next 17 days. What's the worst prank that has ever happened to you? 991-9500-207-991-9500.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
Yeah, it is spooky season. You want to watch out for that. Unless you're at Sand Dollar Spa and Pool, because they're just so great there. They have wonderful staff. 96 Parkway South in Brewer. I love all of them there. Their storefront is all dressed up for Halloween with the fun festive pumpkins. Come visit them and get your pool and spa supplies. Their prices aren't scary. And whether you're prepping for pool closings or sprucing up your spa for the cooler months, they've got you covered. Let's make your outdoor space both cozy and hauntingly beautiful, as they say at Sand Dollar Spa and Pool. Again, 96 Parkway South in Brewer. And it is time to go check out their hot tubs. They are phenomenal. They have every product there, and they're absolutely beautiful. And right now, on sale, if I'm looking at the calendar correctly, for this week, you can save 20% on Great Water filters. Great water filters. There we go. And then get ready for next week where you save 20% on all Spaz as products. They have deals going on every single week, and they will work with you to make sure that your backyard patio is set for these cooler months, whether it's getting a sauna or hooking yourself up with a beautiful spa. 96 Parkway South in Brewer, or check them out, sanddollarspa.com. That's sanddollarspa.com. Hi, it is David and Cindy. Very nice, very good, very great, very, give me some better adjectives. Very
awesome.
Very awesome.
Amazing.
Very spooktacular.
Oh,
to be back with Miss Cindy.
Spooktacular.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, speaking of which,
spooktacular to be back with me? What does that mean?
Just go with it for the holiday theme.
Because I'm a brewer witch, is that what you're saying? Oh,
you are. That's, and by no mean an insult, because you attended Brewer High School.
That's right.
And you're a proud alum.
Me and the amazing Jordan Verge.
We are 17 days away from Halloween. Okay? Ooh. Hey, why is a ghost a messy eater? Why is a ghost a messy eater?
Because everything he eats goes right through him.
Ah, that's a good one, but you're wrong.
Oh, okay.
Why is a ghost a messy eater? Because he is always goblin.
Okay, it wasn't that funny. I mean, that was a really good joke.
We'll try again later.
Actually, that was good.
You know what? Yeah. Maybe this will make you happy.
Okay.
How about an experience of a lifetime to go to Jacksonville, Florida and see Jelly Roll?
I'm in. When do we go? I'm already packed.
Well,
We can't win it, can we?
No, we can't.
All right, fine.
Sorry. But you listening can.
Yeah.
You just have to listen for those codes. And the first one?
Coming up at 8:20?
That is correct.
All right.
We'll have that for you. That's a big, big experience, and we want to make sure that you win. And we're doing codes, it looks like, 5 times a day.
Nice.
So you listen for those, and of course, you take that code and you go to the Q106.5 app, enter it there,
right,
and then you're entered into the drawing to hopefully win this experience. Jacksonville, Florida, absolutely beautiful. Jelly Roll, also absolutely beautiful, inside and out. And that would be a great time.
Yeah, that would be an amazing show and a nice trip.
That's coming up at 8:20. In the meantime, we have your 3 things to know before you go coming up right around the corner, about 4 or 5 minutes away. Keep it here, David and Cindy. 6.5, David and Cindy back together again. Woo-hoo. I called off for like 20 days, a month. And you know
just
what?
Just over a week.
Listen, I can't say it enough. Cindy.
I'm sorry, so sorry.
It'll never happen again.
I guess I'll forgive you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the apology.
How was it without me?
It was okay.
We talked about this earlier.
It was not as much fun.
It was.
Nowhere near as much fun.
It was, and also absolutely terrible, miserable.
I would say it was terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
Because then if I say that, I'm making it sound like I'm terrible without you. I don't think I'm terrible.
I didn't mean that you're terrible. I know just, you handled everything fine.
I'm
just
funny as you.
That, no, you absolutely are. I'm just saying that you were not, you missed me, and it was painful not having me here.
Yes. Yes, I would say that.
Well, I am back, and again. I am, very much so.
Sorry.
Okay.
What do you got going on over there?
Let's talk about Orrington Fire Rescue. They have their 31-day gun raffle. And this over the weekend, they gave away 2 firearms each day of the weekend, plus 1 today.
Oh, okay.
So that's 5 winners. So here we go. And this is going to go in order Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
And if you didn't win, I guess you go, well, shoot.
You still get 17 more days. Saturday's winners are Robert Musinski and Craig Westcott.
All right.
Sunday, David Sumter and Carl Lind. And for today, the winner is James Watson of Dover Foxcroft.
Congratulations.
So, someone from Orrington Fire and Rescue will be in touch soon to let you know how to pick up your prizes.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Speaking of winning, that Jelly Roll trip to Jacksonville that you can win on Q106.5, the prize isn't just 2 tickets to experience Jelly Roll in concert.
Okay.
It's also round trip airfare for 2 to Jacksonville. So you get to bring a friend.
Okay.
This, by the way, the concert's on November 23rd. So this is right before Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. 2-night hotel stay and $500 spending cash.
Very nice.
And in Florida, that goes just as far as it would here in Maine.
Really?
I think so. Okay. Yeah.
Well, cool.
In California,
that's we'll get a you a coffee on the corner.
first time to listen to win. By the way, you take you want to listen for codes. That first code will be announced today at 8:20.
Right, and then you take that code and enter it on the Q106.5 app in the 8 o'clock slot.
So we are a little over an hour away from your very first code, your very first chance to get entered to win this. We want it to be you, so make sure you're listening at 8:20 today.
Yeah, that would be so cool, just before Thanksgiving when it's really cold and you just want to get away from the cold. Fly to Florida.
Yeah.
See a Jelly Roll concert and then fly back.
I would love that. So much fun. Come on. Coming up, we're going to talk about common words and expressions that you misuse every day.
Okay.
Or that you have to go look up. Every day.
Thank goodness for Google.
No kidding.
I don't have to carry a dictionary around anymore. I can just say, Siri, how do you spell X?
Right. Yeah. I don't have to retain any information. Do you have a certain word that you always have to go look up?
Always.
I have 2 words. In fact, I was talking with my father last night about them too. And even he was a little stumped. We spent an hour going through trying to find the difference between these 2 words and I'm still not clear on how to use them correctly. We'll share ours coming up and take your calls. That's on the way. And also some good news on Q106.5.
Is this me?
Yeah, if you want to talk about your home buy bracelet.
This is me. I'm sorry. Let's talk about my friends at Home Roofing Solutions. They have made a pretty cool change to their company, one that makes servicing the entire state even easier. They've added three new locations to their original Aetna location, now with offices in Bangor, Holton, and Gorham. So if you're in need of a new or replacement roof, it's now easier than ever to schedule an assessment by a roofing expert and get a free quote, which will include details about whether you want asphalt or metal roofing and about their warranty package, which is the best in the business with 50 years on product and workmanship to future-proof your roof. Home Roofing Solutions services the entire state, but their crew is so huge, they can get most jobs done in a day or two. When it's time to replace your roof, give Home Roofing Solutions a call at 269-HOME and schedule your assessment so you can get your job on their calendar. And now all members of the U.S. military who contract for roof replacement services with Home Roofing Solutions through October 31st of this year will be entered into a random drawing on November 3rd for a reimbursement of their roofing project up to $10,000 payback. Stop putting it off and call Home Roofing Solutions today to get started on your free quote. Find them at 269-HOME or at homeroofingsolutions.com.
David and Cindy, 17 days until Halloween.
Yeah. Have your costume ready yet?
No, I haven't even thought. I've been out sick for, right. You know.
Right.
Oh my gosh, what am I going to be? I always go as a pirate, usually. What about you?
It's awful. It's cliched because I went to Borough High School. I usually go as a witch.
I am glad you mentioned that and brought that up.
Because you think I'm a witch?
No, not at all. But what do you call a witch who lives on the beach?
Oh.
What do you call a witch who lives on the beach?
I don't know.
A sandwich. That one was a little better than the last one.
A little better, yeah. That was good.
Whatever. Let's get into good news.
106.5.
So much bad news out there. How about some good news?
I believe most people are good.
The owner... Good news on Q106. I almost forgot this part.
Hey, you were getting right into it. It must be really good news.
Good news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Slipping Gear Cycling, Stillwater Avenue in Bangor. Friends, family, community. This is a community event. The owners of a farm in Canaan hosted a family day over the weekend to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. The Ring Family Farm hosted the Fall Family Day on Saturday, and for a $20 donation, treated people to live music, a free barbecue, and more. For additional donations, folks could buy baked goods or pots of flowers, but all the money went to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And anyone who missed the event but would like to make a donation can do so at wish.org/Maine.
I love that.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Just treat anybody who shows up to a free barbecue and you got live music and...
Why not?
Yeah, really fun.
Bring some smiles to some people's faces.
Yeah.
Love that.
So good on them. Ring Family Farm in Canaan.
Absolutely. Love that. And love that we are about, 50 minutes away, 8:20 from the first code for this Jelly Roll experience.
In Jacksonville, Florida.
That is happening November 23rd. You get an airfare for two. You get a two-night hotel stay and $500 spending cash.
Yeah.
820 is your first code. Also, coming up, what word do you not use correctly?
Or do you use incorrectly?
Teachers are off today, so this is a perfect time for this topic. Also, I struggled with two words last night that sound very similar, and they're spelled very similar, and my dad and I, we could not figure them out for like an hour. In fact, I still don't think we figured them out.
Yeah.
And I know you have a certain word, too, that you always have to look up.
Always.
We're talking about that. Coming up here on David and Cindy, thank you so much for listening, and happy Monday. We are David and Cindy, and heck yeah, you have that chance to win the prize. Two tickets to experience Jelly Roll in concert in Jacksonville, Florida.
That would be okay.
November 23rd on Q106.5. That first code is coming up at 8:20.
Yeah.
So make sure you're listening then. Right now, we are going to discuss, and this is perfect timing.
Okay.
Because we won't be judged by any teacher. Let's be honest.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're getting some well-deserved sleep.
Right.
We're not offended that they aren't listening right now.
Right.
And they get the rest. They work their butts off.
Right.
And we know that they have, what is the holiday today?
Indigenous Peoples Day.
Ah.
Formerly known as Columbus
Day. Ah, yes. The revolving name. Right. Or evolving name. And I'm glad I just said revolving instead of evolving, because we're going to discuss that common word or phrase that you constantly misuse.
Right.
Or that word that you always have to reference a dictionary for.
Right, which is mine, which is maintenance, which is maintenance. I know this because I have it in front of me because I Googled it. I always, because I think of maintain and then maintenance. So I want to say maintenance, and that's wrong. So
unless,
I always have to look it up.
Unless you want to maintain the ence, then you would be correct.
Okay.
maintenance.
Right.
Look at me go. Mm-hmm. I would get an A today. What is that word or common phrase that you always misuse?
What's yours?
Okay, so last night, not even making this up.
Okay.
And I constantly, no matter how many times I reference this or research it, effect versus effect.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Effect versus effect.
Right.
They're pronounced the same.
It had an effect on me as opposed to it affected me.
This is how... I was writing about how the hurricanes affected residents. Do you know which version you use?
I think you would use the AFF, right?
No!
Really?
You use the EFF, but AFF worked. Now, even with you saying that, I'm doubting myself because I went back and there are other people... I think journalists, publicists, they don't even know. And the definitions are wildly similar. Let me share them
with
you.
Which is such a help.
Affected is the past tense of the verb affect. And by the way, I'm talking about the one with the A. And refers to being influenced or changed. Okay?
Okay.
Refers to being influenced or changed. Effected is the past tense of the verb effect and means to bring about or facilitate a change. Why do you have two different ones? And every time I go to write something like I did last night, I was writing about the hurricanes for the show today because we're working on getting an incredible guest. And I was talking about how residents were affected by the hurricanes. And I put effect, AFF.
Right.
But it said I was wrong. It's supposed to be EFF.
Thank goodness for Grammarly or whatever it is that you use that, you know, that goes in and says, nope, that's wrong. It's is another one for me. Is there an apostrophe? Is there not an apostrophe? Should the apostrophe be after the S or between, you know, and I always do it wrong.
When there's possession, it's not it's. It's not with the apostrophe.
Right. The apostrophe before the S is the...
It is.
It is. That's the contraction. Right. After the S.
See, I think I nailed that one down.
Yeah. Is the possessive, but I do it wrong all the time.
It took me many times looking that up, though. I'm not being braggadocious. It's... I had to look up several times.
Yeah.
My mom wrote in. She's listening on the Q106.5 app in Bernie, Texas.
Good
Love
morning,
that.
Mom.
San Antonio. Good morning, Mom. She says, yeah and yeah, Y-E-A and Y-E-A-H.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if there's a correct way, but I...
No, I don't either.
That would be something I'd have to look up.
Yeah.
The English language is very frustrating.
It really is.
What is your word? What's your expression that you constantly have to look up? And ad nauseum, it's just so exhausting. And no, it doesn't matter how many times you look it up, you can never remember the next time when you use it.
Right.
207-991-9500.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
Looking forward to your responses. We are David and Cindy. Next thing you know, you are on your way to Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
To see Jelly Roll.
Even better.
November 23rd.
Nice.
Round trip airfare for two.
Very nice.
And you can bring a friend, or you can go to Jacksonville twice. I don't know.
I think maybe you want to take a friend.
Two nights stay at a hotel, $500 spending.
Very nice.
When do we listen for that first code?
820.
Cannot wait for that. Hey, by the way, and God bless you.
Excuse me.
It is 17 days until Halloween. My goodness, that is absolutely terrifying. I can't believe it. It's 17 days. With that being said, Miss Cindy.
Yes.
Why did the policeman ticket the ghost on Halloween? Why did the policeman ticket the ghost on Halloween?
Because he was flying too fast. I don't know why.
He didn't have a haunting license. I want you to know these only get worse.
I'm noticing that.
Speaking of a scary situation, did you see what happened with Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah.
Friday night? He was in Mississippi.
Yeah.
And his very pregnant wife.
Yeah.
Was going into labor. There was no time for the hospital.
Right. And he was on stage, right?
Yeah. Singing. And he ran off to go watch his wife give birth.
Right. To be there for her, which was awesome. Can you imagine you're in the audience and the band's playing? You know how they do that when the performer takes a break? They're playing and they're playing and they're playing. Wow, it's a really long break. Wow. And he comes back out and says, "We have a baby."
That's amazing. First of all, when you see an artist run off the stage, you're like, uh-oh, what's wrong? What's going on?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah. Ends up being a very beautiful experience for him and his wife. Just would never think it would be on his tour bus. He says, "Thank you to our road family for rallying around us. Brittany Thornton for helping us bring this little dude into the world. Mississippi for showing us mad love and support. Most of all, Amber Gilbert for letting me love you and showing me exactly how incredibly strong a woman can be. I love you."
That's awesome.
That is absolutely adorable.
Yeah, that's great.
Can't imagine giving birth on a tour bus.
No.
Now that I say that out loud, I can't imagine giving birth at all.
Can't imagine getting back on stage. Your wife just gave birth. You get back on stage. Okay, let's keep going.
You got to pay for that baby. You got to pay for that college one day, right? You got to get back to work.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, looking at the clock, we're very close to it. In fact, we're about 25 minutes away from that first code for you to enter on the Q106.5 app for this Jelly Roll experience.
We want you to go. We really want you to go.
Yeah, make sure you're listening at 820 right here on Q106.5. David and Cindy. 6.5, we are David and Cindy. Happy Monday, indeed.
Indigenous Peoples Day.
And happy 17 days until Halloween. Yes. Speaking of which.
Yeah.
Miss Cindy.
Okay.
What is a zombie's favorite cereal? Since people are probably waking up, they have the day off, they've turned on Q106.5 on the app, they're having a bowl of cereal. What is a zombie's favorite cereal? Always wondered that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep. Rice Creepies.
I'm trying to think of something that could be brains. Silly me.
I did tell you. No, you were headed in the right direction. Okay. I did tell you, though, that those were only going to get worse.
You did warn me. And you were correct.
I have a local question.
Okay.
Actually, I have two.
Okay.
Start with the first one.
All right.
Stephen King's house.
Yeah.
Can you trick or treat there?
No.
Has anybody tried?
Well, the gates are locked. So that makes it difficult.
So he's never done trick-or-treating any year?
I think maybe many years ago.
Right.
I mean, Stephen King doesn't live there anymore.
Shh.
Well, he doesn't.
Don't ruin it for the tourists. Don't ruin it from the new people that just moved here.
Do you want to live someplace where people are constantly taking pictures of the front of your house?
Yes, actually. My ego would love that. Have you not met me? Hi, I'm a narcissist. My name's David.
I seem to remember many years ago, you could trick-or-treat at his house and he gave away full-size candy bars, which is always the big
score.
The big score. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, you can't trick-or-treat there anymore. You can go over and, you know, take your picture in front of the gate, but it just looks like Stephen King's house.
Right.
They don't really do anything special, I don't think. Yeah. Maple Street, I think, in Bangor.
Okay.
I don't know if they're doing it this year, but in the past they've shut that street down because the people on that street seriously get into trick-or-treating.
Oh, that's fun.
So lots of decorations. You know, you can walk in the street because they block the street off. And,
right.
Yeah.
And anybody really can cool. come in there and
yeah.
And score some big candy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about big candy, but a lot of candy.
Fun size candy.
Right.
They will get candy.
They will get candy. That's the goal, right?
Okay. Question number two.
Okay.
Where is the best place in Maine to get scared on Halloween?
That's a good question.
Where is the best place to get scared on Halloween?
Used to be Fright at the Fort. They're not doing that this year.
I heard that. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
I don't know if the folks with the Kanduskeg Haunted House are doing it again this year. That's always very scary.
I know Maniac Manor. I saw that in the Bangor Mall.
Right. I have never been in there. I've always thought I would like to go, but I've never been in there.
It looked like one of those places you walk in and it's like, oh, yep, I'm going to get scared multiple times. Why am I doing this?
Well,
I don't know.
Maniac Manor. That's kind of the point.
Here's my money. I'm paying to do this.
That's right.
I feel really silly, but okay. Yep. Scare me. Yeah. Where's the best place to get scared for Halloween in Maine?
Yeah.
Does anybody know?
991-9500.
Would love that. And hit us up on the Q106.5 app too. Leave us a voice message or a
text message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
We want to know the scariest places.
David and Cindy. This is not a place to get scared, but you will have great fun. Now, the weather's a little rainy today, but doesn't mean that you don't deserve lunch at Mason's. You're going to get the best beer there, delicious food, gorgeous views, incredible staff who brings delicious beer. And right now, they have a seasonal beer that's very fitting for the season. It's called Smashing Pumpkins Beer. And it is 6.5% alcohol and 100% delicious. You have to try this out because watch out, Grandma. Your pumpkin pie has competition this year with Smashing Pumpkins Beer. The fall colors are starting to pop here in Brewer, too. And one thing that's already here at Mason's for the season is biscuits and gravy. House-made biscuits smothered in rich, creamy sausage gravy topped with two sunny eggs and served with crispy home fries on the side. Yum. You get that at Mason's. You won't find a better beer food combo than at Mason's. I challenge you, Mason's and Brewer and Machias, my new home away from home, and all of their pizzas are fantastic. I'll see you at Mason's for the beer, the food, the views, and the staff at Mason's. Five, we are David and Cindy, joined every segment this hour for country music news and
no.
You know what? It's my first day back after being sick. The very talented Jordan Bird is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, thank you guys so much for this. No, wow, you shouldn't have.
No, thank you for being here.
Oh, I really appreciate that.
Right?
Since
no.
Nobody else is working, you know, we're glad to have you here.
Yeah, right. Where the heck is everybody?
Yeah, I can't lie. Yesterday, I thought, wait, tomorrow's Indigenous Peoples Day? Do we work? Do I have to work tomorrow?
Yeah.
And then I found out we do have to work. I'm like, you know what? That's okay. I was expecting to work anyways. It would have been a fun little bonus if I got the day off.
Well, I'm glad you're working. I'm glad we're working. I'm glad we're all here together. And it's 17 days until Halloween. Yes!
What?
Yeah.
It's crazy that you have someone just in the corner of the room ready to just scream.
She is not cheap either.
No.
She is an actress who is working off of SAG and AFTRA and just requires like a lot
That's
of pay.
That's a lot of money. Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
It was insane. I walked in. I saw another person. I went to go shake their hand. You said, no. That's the help. Don't.
That's right. Don't look at the, shake your hand.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Exactly.
Right. So we every time we say, you know, how many days until Halloween, and she screams and we have to pay her for that. So we can't, don't say, you know, how many days again.
Okay.
Because.
Okay.
Then she would just scream again. So sure. if you were to say the number of days.
What, 17?
No, don't do it! Gosh, dang it! That's another!
David, I left my wallet in the car.
We can't afford it. No. Okay. The station's paying for it. But they're taking it straight from our pay.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, so don't say
good.
It.
So 17 days.
No!
Until...
No! I
just don't know what I'm saying.
That's
wrong, okay?
You're saying. Don't, you know what? Don't talk at all.
No, okay, let me clue you in. You're saying 17 days.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, we're so poor.
So we're not allowed to say that there's 17 days left.
You know what?
Yes.
Our building is our building is losing power, and not because of the storms. We're the one in all of Maine.
Scariest place in Maine.
Hey,
right here, right now.
No kidding. We are talking about scariest place in Maine. And Jordan Verge, we like to pick your mind, but I know we have to get to the Jelly Roll code, or we get to do that.
Yes.
We're hooking up somebody. We want to send somebody on this trip. On Q106.5. But first, what is a skeleton's favorite instrument?
Oh, okay. Is this a joke you've already asked?
Okay. No, I haven't heard this.
Okay. Yeah.
No, this is the first time I've been doing it.
Favorite
Any
instrument?
Joke.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is. Uh-huh.
This is
first
not,
time. First time.
I don't repeat bits. Everybody knows that. We don't do that here on David and Cindy.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe like the saxophone. I don't have a reason.
Did you get it? The saxophone?
Accidentally ruining the joke.
Okay.
That's what you get from the very talented Jordan Verge.
Oh, I love it.
Hey, you can win Jelly Roll trip to Jacksonville. The prize, you get 2-night hotel stay. You know what? Just finish it. I'm so disappointed. I'm so distraught right now.
$500 in spending money, and you get to go to Jacksonville, Florida,
right.
And see Jelly Roll in concert. Do you have
maybe he'll play the saxophone. maybe.
So what you got to do, I assume, is just go onto the Q106.5 app, tap the Is There a Jelly Roll button on the homepage?
I hope so.
Yeah, and then you go on down to the 8 o'clock hour for... What is today? Monday?
Monday, the 14th.
And then when it asks you for a code, all you got to do is just type in...
That code!
Is that code three digits?
Yeah,
just three digits. Yeah, just type in the 3-digit code that you hear.
You don't have the code, do you?
David, it's Monday. I didn't even realize that I was working today.
You know, I was able to go sick from work for a significant period of time because... For a period of time, you had the codes in consecutive days.
Yes.
Mm.
I don't know what to tell you, David.
What'd you do when I wasn't here? What do you do when I wasn't here?
He had them when you weren't here.
Now just because it's Monday, it's Indigenous People Day, you were like, I don't have to come to work. And then, oh, shoot, I do have to come to work?
Yes.
Something like that, yeah.
Yes.
748.
748?
Yeah.
If you take 748 and put it into the app, you could potentially win tickets. 748.
We didn't say 17. We said 748. Oh my gosh.
You click on the trending bar on the Q106.5 app where it says Jelly Roll in Jacksonville.
Okay.
And enter it there.
So that's where you enter it.
That's right.
Trending bar over on the Q106.5 app. 748. This hour's code.
With our powers combined, we have all the details on this Jelly Roll experience.
And I don't have any details.
Let's get into country music news.
Q, 106.5.
Straight from Nashville.
It's country music news.
Don't say it again!
Country music news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. For a fair, honest deal on your next quality vehicle, go to Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. So we have kind of like a pick your path today. Isn't this fun?
Pick your
exciting.
Okay.
So like one path you could
it's
go
like those
on.
Books, you know.
It's like a fork in the road.
Yeah. One path is Gabby Barrett. The other is Megan Maroney.
So what we could do is have, you know, one story on country music news about a country artist that we haven't talked about in a long time. It's so fun. It's so exciting.
That one would work.
It's something that I'm so excited to talk to you guys about.
Okay.
Or the other option, we could touch on something that we talked about last week about Gabby Barrett.
I wasn't here last week.
Right.
Jordan Verge.
Let's do the one we haven't talked about in a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. Like Tim McGraw or, you know, Luke Bryan, Aldine,
you know,
Carrie Underwood.
I'm not going to do that one. Huh. So we're asking the question, is Gabby Barrett leaving country music?
Oh, gosh.
Are you serious right now? That's what we talked about last week.
Yeah, yeah. We have a small update. We don't have an update.
Oh.
So Gabby Barrett, you know, she's set to release her first song to Christian radio.
Yeah.
But what does that mean for her country music career? That's what folks are asking, okay?
Oh, God.
She made this announcement. She made the news ahead of the 55th annual GMA Dove Awards. And, well, now it's 2 weeks ago. Do you guys know what the GMA Dove Awards are?
They're Christian awards.
Yes, they're Christian awards.
Yeah, right,
awards
I knew
for
that.
Christian music. Yeah.
And fans of Gabby Barrett already know the song she'll be promoting on Christian radio.
I'm no longer a fan of Gabby Barrett because of you.
Oh, okay. Prior to those Dove Awards, Barrett told the Christian Beat that she'll release the song Jesus on a Train to Christian radio stations on October 14th. Oh,
nice.
What's today's date?
October 14th.
October 14th.
Okay, so it is a timely thing.
Thank you.
But, you know, he totally missed the fact that Brantley Gilbert's wife had a baby on the tour bus while he was on stage.
That's the biggest news!
So I wrote that down, and I have details on, as you see in my notes, I have details on Brantley Gilbert.
Yeah, okay. Good.
But I already heard you guys talk about him this morning.
Okay.
I heard you talk about Brantley Gilbert and how
he gets a pass.
He had to leave stage and help his wife, Ashley. Ashley Gilbert?
Yeah.
Give birth to their third child during the concert. It's an incredible story, but I already heard you guys talk about it. I haven't heard you talk about Gabby Barrett yet today,
no,
so I just wanted to...
Would not, never have, actually. We never have.
Never mentioned. Because we knew we could count on you to talk about Gabby Barrett.
You know, so the question, you know, at the end of the day, the question and the answer... You know,
is why?
Is Gabby Barrett leaving country music? You know, the short answer is no.
Of course not.
Or at least... I hope not. I hope featuring Charlie Puth, not. I hope.
And that's your country music news.
What is it, 17 days to Halloween?
But no, don't do that. No, I'm done. She's there.
She has a piano over there, too.
Well, that's it. They're padlocking the doors. We're out of here.
All right.
Country music news with the very talented Jordan Verge. Thank you very much.
Yeah, anytime.
Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, and we're talking about the scariest place in for Halloween. Okay. Where can you go get scared?
Before we get to that,
okay,
I want to share this. We got a message on the Q106.5 app this morning from Chris in Hudson. And he said, first time in 4 days, I've listened to the radio. My son was born Saturday. Watching You by Rodney Atkins was the song playing when I turned the radio on. Amazing. Congratulations to Chris and his family.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
Awesome.
Goosebumps. Yeah. What an appropriate song, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome. So, congratulations. Good for them.
Yeah, but he hasn't listened in 4 days.
He's been a little busy.
What kind of excuse is
and
that?
From now on, when he listens, it'll probably be in the middle of the night when the baby's going,
like,
you know.
he could, you know, they put the radio on in the labor room.
No, they don't.
I've seen the movies.
Okay. I've seen the labor rooms. No, they don't.
You could request for, I'm just saying it's been four, congratulations, but it's been 4 days. What took so long?
Wait, where have you been the last 4 days?
Okay, that's a good question. Let's go to the phones. We're talking scariest place to be in Maine, yeah, for Halloween is right here in the studio. No, where's the best place to get spooked? Best place to get scared for Halloween? We mentioned Maniac Manor,
right,
in the Bangor Mall,
right?
Yeah, you mentioned Kanduskeg.
Kanduskeg Haunted House. I don't know if they're doing it this year. And Fright at the Fort, which is not happening this year.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. What do you think?
The scariest place to be is Fort Knox.
Yeah, we they're not doing that this year.
Are you talking about Fright at the Fort or just Fort Knox in general?
Just Fort Knox in general.
Oh. It is pretty creepy there.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I went over the summer.
Okay. They're usually doing ghost tours too, and
yeah,
just walking around, you get that whole haunted vibe.
You really do.
I haven't gone yet. All right. What do you got? What's ailing you?
I was diagnosed with COVID yesterday.
No, don't do that. It's running around.
It is.
Well, not running around, literally. It's, you know.
Well, we hope you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Yeah, that really stinks. Drink lots of water and do what all the experts say.
Before you go away, what's your name?
Vicky from Bangor.
Oh, Vicky.
Well, Vicky, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. I can't believe I didn't recognize her voice. Wow.
I can. Poor thing.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And man, what is everybody getting COVID?
I guess so.
I
not me so far. I did test over the weekend because I was not feeling well.
We have a voicemail. Oh, is this from one of our favorites, Howard? Yep, it is.
Vicky's husband.
Yeah, let's go. Howard, where's the scariest place in Maine or best place to get scared or spooked in Maine during Halloween season?
Good morning again. Vicky says our house without coffee.
I love that he's always listening to us in the background, too.
Exactly.
You can call us at 207-991-9500 or leave us a voicemail or a text message.
On the Q106.5 app.
Yep. Love to hear from you. Yeah. We're talking about where you can get the most scared. Is it right. Most scared or scaredest? Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. The most spooked. The most scared.
Where is the scariest place in Maine?
Right. During Halloween season. If you're looking to spend your hard-earned money to go out there and get scared, where is it? Again, 207-991-9500. 6.5, David and Cindy. Very nice to be back with Miss Cindy.
Very nice to be back with David.
Yep. I was off for quite some time, and I still feel very guilty about it. I can't get over it.
I'm sorry. So sorry.
Wow, David, your voice has changed.
That's what I had, you know, I don't want to say on the air, but, you know, it knocked me out for a while.
Yeah.
It rhymes with, it rhymes with COVID.
Okay.
But that's it. Okay. Nobody will figure that out, right?
No.
Yeah. but now that I am back, we are 17 days away from Halloween.
Yes, we are. All right, I'll add that one to the tally. We got to pay the actress.
Yeah, every time.
Screaming.
And people don't know that.
She does that really well. I can't scream like that unless I'm provoked into screaming.
I can't because my voice has like been shot for the past week. But yeah.
When my voice is good, I can't do it.
Save the company some money. Maybe you can get remotely close to it.
No.
Okay. I'll do it for us. You ready?
Okay.
Here I go. You ready?
Right. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know how I talked during that scream, but I nailed it.
Illusion blown.
Since we're 17 days away from Halloween, I must ask Miss Cindy.
Yes.
What candy do you eat on the playground? What candy do you eat on the playground?
What candy do you eat on the playground?
Uh-huh. Gotta do a candy theme one. I did say these were only going to get worse. What candy
do you eat on the playground?
Uh-huh. You ruined the last one, you and Jordan Burge.
That was awesome. Jordan did. I just
You said awesome. I say frustrating.
On the playground. I don't know what.
Recess pieces.
See, I was thinking recess, but I didn't think recess. Okay, that one was actually so bad it was good. Because I was thinking Reese's, and I never thought of Reese's. Yeah.
We are David and Cindy. We're going to make this segment short because we're running a little late. Okay. But do want to talk about Smoke and Steel. It is back, baby. Nashville Nights.
Yes.
Have you gone?
I have not gone. And I'm sorry I didn't go last week because Barb won. Barb, who competed last time they did this.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
And never won any of the weeks, but then was asked to come back and entertain during the finale.
Right.
And did an awesome job.
She is so talented.
She really is.
Beautiful voice.
She and my son used to do open mic nights together.
Okay.
So I've known her for quite a while and very talented, and I'm just very happy for her. And for the record, I'm gushing a little about Barb. We are not the ones who make the choice. It's actually the people in the audience the night of each performance.
And that's our favorite part about Nashville Nights at Smoke and Steel Barbecue in Bangor, is that there's live music on a stage, right. And, you know, and you're at a great venue where you can have delicious food.
Yeah, and it's exactly delicious food while you watch the Bangor's only open mic competition, I think is the way that they
right, and they're not wrong about it. I mean, how hard is it to find good music, live music,
yeah,
in Bangor in a small venue like that where you can just sit down and have a meal?
Right.
There's not, I don't know how many there are.
I don't know that there are any. And if you're interested in competing, they don't have bands. They have single acts or maybe duos. If you can't back yourself up, if you don't play an instrument, there is someone there who can back you up. And just sign up. It's a lot of fun. And if you don't win the week that you compete, you can compete the next week, although that doesn't... Does that...
I think this Thursday is the last one.
This Thursday is the last one. And then the following Thursday, all three winners from the 3 weeks will compete against each other.
Right. Let me correct myself. This Thursday will be the last opportunity to compete to get a slot into the grand finale, which will be the following Thursday.
Right.
Wow. Right. So much fun at Nashville Nights.
It really is.
Smoke and Steel Barbecue. If you want to compete, you email General Manager Holly. So it's generalmanager@smokeandsteelbbq.com.
Right. And you can get more information on all of this on the Smoke and Steel Facebook page.
That's probably the best way to do it. Smoke and Steel Barbecue, we're so excited that you brought Nashville Nights to Bangor. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for listening and laughing with us on a Monday morning. And we are joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burge.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thank you for joining us. Very nice of that.
Yes, of course.
Nice of you to do that.
It's always nice to see you.
Oh, thank you so much, Cindy.
What was that?
Do you guys ever get cuteness aggression? Like whenever you see like your dog or your cat, you're just petting them.
Yeah.
And you're just like gritting your teeth.
Or you look in the mirror. Yeah.
So I'm so cute, I make you grit your teeth. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure if that's a compliment or.
No,
I'm just waiting to see where he goes with this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that song we just heard right there, number one country song in America.
No
Congratulations
kidding.
To Posty and Blake Shelton.
Wait, did I win the lies thing?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. You owe me a coffee then.
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. Yeah.
What do you want? Tomorrow, right?
Yeah, sure. I'll do like a pumpkin theme one. Yeah. Like
just a pumpkin spice latte or?
Something low-cal.
Low-cal. Oh.
That's not a latte.
Low sugar. Okay, just a black coffee. Put me in the Halloween spirit because we are only 17 days away from Halloween. Look at that.
Yeah. She's starting to get a little hoarse.
Yeah, well, she's been screaming all morning.
I know. But,
hey, since we mentioned Halloween, who won the skeleton beauty contest?
What is that?
It's a contest they do it annually.
Oh,
yeah, during Halloween.
This is a joke.
Who
okay,
won?
I understand.
The skeleton beauty contest.
Okay.
Who won it?
So the last one that I heard, I accidentally got right, and I ruined
it. Yeah, you ruined the joke entirely. Yeah.
Skeleton beauty contest.
Yeah.
Isn't that the point of a joke, though? That you try to get the right answer.
I guess so. Yeah.
Skeleton beauty contest.
Skeleton beauty. Yeah, Heidi Klum.
Yeah.
Did I get it wrong?
Nobody.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. We're looking for the scariest place in Maine for Halloween season. Where's the best place to get scared? You want to spend your good hard-earned money and you want to go get frightened.
Right.
Where's the best place to do that? Jordan, we haven't heard from you. What's
exactly.
your answer?
Oh, I don't know. My ex's place? Stupid. That's already a joke I said off air. It doesn't hit the same.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Tim.
What's up, Tim?
Hi, Tim.
You were asking about the scariest place to be on Halloween?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care if it's Halloween or not. My driveway at night. I live out in the country, and usually during the day is fine, but at night,
yeah,
no traffic, and you can hear everything you can imagine to hear out there. And that gets scary.
I also live in the woods, and I know what you mean. You're standing in your yard, and something is tromping through the woods that's large, and it's probably a deer, but you're not really sure.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Tim, for your call. I was just thinking that too this morning, leaving for work. You know, it's getting darker every day, and it was pitch black.
Yeah.
Could not see a thing.
Yeah.
And I hit my truck lights to illuminate something. I'm like, oh, there she is over there.
Yeah.
All the way at the end of the driveway.
You will learn that your cell phone has this really cool feature that's a flashlight.
I don't think I'll ever learn. I'll just keep being scared, Miss Cindy. I'm just going to get terrified every morning, and I'll be, you know, with my cup of coffee and pure abject terror.
Yeah.
I'll be wide awake every morning for the show.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You don't even need caffeine at that point.
That's right.
Then. Right. Where is, seriously though, where's the best place to go in Maine to get terrified for the Halloween season? You know, for fun.
Yeah.
Which is crazy that we do that.
Let's pay our money to get spooked.
For fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. 207-991-9500. And, of course, looking for, you're looking over my shoulder. What?
I'm sorry. The building behind us, there is a squirrel running across the roof. He just went over.
Did you get distracted by a squirrel?
I did.
During this whole time, why is he looking over my shoulder? Is there somebody about to kill me?
You're talking about scary places. He just ran over and looked over the edge of the roof, which is three stories up. I thought it was going to be a suicidal squirrel.
2079. Then let it jump. Don't scare me. It scared me. I'm like in the middle of giving the phone there. I'm like, am I about to be stabbed? And then all of a sudden you hear 207.
Squirrel scream.
Only one way to find out.
Oh my gosh. 207-991-9500. We are David and Cindy with the very talented Jordan Burns. Q106.5. We are David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burns.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for joining us.
Okay, sure.
I haven't apologized to Jordan yet. I have apologized to Miss Cindy.
Yes.
Repeatedly. And I mean it sincerely from the bottom of my heart because I haven't been here in several days. I've been sick.
Right.
And, I just hope that, you know, maybe one day you can.
Please forgive me. I know not what I do. Please forgive me.
And to you, Jordan Birch.
Okay.
And Jordan, I really am. I seriously, to you too, for not being here.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
So sorry.
But we are back, baby. The trio is back.
Yes.
It's happening.
Yeah.
And right now we're talking about where is the best place to get frightened, scared, terrified for Halloween in Maine.
Right.
I feel like there's not enough places to spend your hard-earned money to go out and get scared.
Maybe like a Hannaford 15 minutes before the Patriots start. Yeah, like a Hannaford at like 12:35, 12:45 when you really just want to get out and go home. But you have to stop for vanilla ice cream because you're going to have... No.
I was in Walmart yesterday just before the Patriots game. So yes, I get it.
Everyone's
crazy
throwing elbows trying to get out and watch, you know, Drake May or whatever play football.
Who did not that bad yesterday? He didn't do that bad.
He lost by 20 points.
I know, but
I missed the game and I'm glad.
all the analysts were saying, you guys are just hard on him because you guys are legit Patriots fans. I'm eventually going to be a bandwagon Patriots fan when they get good. And I really thought I was like, oh, I'm moving to New England. This is going to be so much fun. I finally get to be a Patriots fan. Yeah. I'm going to hop on that bandwagon.
But I will say, I only have one game wrong.
Really?
The football picks for this week.
Seems like everyone did so well this weekend.
No, it's only me.
Okay.
So I gotta get off the bottom of the list.
What we're talking about is our station-wide company pool.
Right.
And everybody did good this week.
Apparently.
And you did good. And you
Which means I'm not going to move
fantastic.
At all.
Okay. I need to stop with these homer picks. I keep picking the Patriots.
Yeah. I was out.
I did not pick them this week. The Giants.
No, you got to keep picking the Patriots because the one time you don't, they're not going to win.
Yeah.
So I get 0 points because I was out and didn't pick anybody.
You can still pick tonight. You get a shot at 20 or 25 points.
I'll pick wrong. Who's playing tonight? Buffalo and...
New York, the Jets.
Oh, that's such a toughie.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just fired the coach.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine having that much power? Aaron Rodgers has so much power.
See, it's in New Jersey, too. But Buffalo is just so good this
year.
They
are good, but they have yet to falter this season, like really mess up. And I feel like that's going to be tonight.
If you pick the Jets and they win, you get 25 points. If you pick the Bills, you only get 20.
Can I pick both of them? And then I get 45.
I don't run this. I don't know what the rules are.
We're talking about the best place to get frightened in Maine. Where is it? Let's go to the phones. Who's this? Good morning.
Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hey, Cindy, I'm going to one-up you there, girl.
Okay.
I live in the woods.
Yep.
200-foot driveway.
Yep.
Well, it's not the size of the driveway.
It's how you use the driveway.
Yeah, it's how you, yeah, exactly.
How many cars can you fit in?
Go ahead, Debbie.
Here's the kicker.
Okay.
Next door to me is a cemetery.
Oh,
okay.
That'll do it.
So when you hear something tromping around, you really get nervous.
Now, if the neighbors get loud, we just go smack them with a shovel and bury them again. They don't.
Speaking of broken hearts, Stephen King's house doesn't accept trick-or-treaters, so that was kind of a bummer. That was the main reason why I moved to Maine. And now I find out October, I don't even know what day it is.
14th. Yeah. 17 days until.
We weren't ready for that.
Jordan,
she's on a coffee break.
No, okay.
I thought you and I were... You know, the reason that David came to Maine.
Apparently it's for
Stephen King's house on
That's
Halloween.
What I told people, but the real reason, there's always ulterior motives.
They're disappointed.
Yeah.
You know, it's still cool to check out on Halloween. I don't think he does anything different, but it's still, you know, Stephen King's house on Halloween.
Listen, Cindy already ruined it. Get it? He doesn't even live there anymore, so... by the way, our actress is back in studio for the obligatory screen.
Oh, because she probably should make up for the other one we did. But there's 17 days until Halloween.
And then I don't know how she does that.
Ma'am, we're going to need to make a...
She's on it.
What a professional.
What do we owe her now? Like a grand?
A grand.
Oh, yeah. So much more.
Yeah. We flew her in from L.A. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. She's wickedly expensive.
Yeah. You know, we have actresses around here.
Huh.
It's a theater company, like several theater companies in the area.
Now that you mention that, I do recall seeing that theater.
Do the ones here, do they sound like this? Hold up. 17 days. Sounds so consistent, too.
where are the best places to get frightened in Maine?
In this room, I think. I certainly scared David when I noticed the squirrel on the window.
You don't ever do that again to me when I'm on air. I love you to death.
What is walking up behind
you? Yeah, you just look at it right. All right, how about this? Where's the best places to trick or treat?
I was still thinking of scary places. I don't trick or treat anymore. I want to make that very clear.
Why?
I was thinking, you know.
I was going to ask you to go.
Yeah.
Buddy system.
We could just throw on some masks and just say that we're really tall kids. We're on the basketball team.
The scariest place to get frightened or best place to get frightened in Halloween domain? Wherever Jordan and David go. Do you have another suggestion as to where to go to get frightened during Halloween?
I participated in a trunk or treat last year. I was one of the people giving away candy.
Yeah.
So I'd say look out for the upcoming trunk or treats.
Yeah.
The one I went to last year was at the Brewer Community School.
Okay.
Or the one that I participated in. So I'll have to see what they're doing this year. If they're doing one.
A lot of the schools do them. A lot of organizations do them. Darlings just... No, that was a touch truck. Never mind.
Similar.
But there are a lot of them in the area, so that's a lot of fun. Pumpkins in the Park is a good place to go trick-or-treating.
All right.
So
keep those suggestions rolling in, 207-991-9500, and you can hit us up on a Q106.5 app. We will take a break here and then come back with words of wisdom to wrap up a Monday. Why are you laughing at me?
Because you had a hard time saying words of wisdom. I'm sorry, it made me laugh.
It's been a long time since I've been back.
I wasn't going to say anything. It just made me chuckle.
We're David and Cindy, Q106.5. Joined at studio 9 o'clock hour, always by the incredible Jordan Bird. Rolls in here, Q106.5. David and Cindy joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Bird.
Oh, thank you.
We got to wrap this up quick. Somebody's coming up next, and they have...
They can wait. They can wait. Whoever's coming up next.
Jordan, you are up next.
Oh, it's me?
Yeah.
We need to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Cut into my time here.
Go!
And you do have another code for the Jelly Roll trip experience to Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes, Jelly Roll in Jacksonville, an experience. The next code is coming up at 10:20.
Are you actually going to have this code?
Yes, I will have that code, and you know, that those are my words of wisdom, okay? Step up when you really need to step up.
We're counting on you, kid.
No, he's across the hall. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Come on,
Miss Cindy, what are your words of wisdom?
If you want to freak David out, just look really intensely over his shoulder while he's talking.
Yeah, no kidding. Don't ever do that again. What were you thinking? Words of wisdom. Let's see. 17 days until Halloween.
Thank you so much for your service.
Of course I don't end there. Now that I've mentioned that.
Yeah.
What is a ghost favorite ride at the fair?
Oh, the scary go round.
It's almost funnier. What is a ghost favorite ride at the fair?
Oh, what is it?
Anybody want to guess?
I mean, like the scary go round.
A roller coaster.
Oh, come on.
A